Mama.
Dada.
If children are old enough to love,
Mama.
They're old enough to grieve. This is episode 1 in a series of podcasts on children and young people's grief, produced by Victoria Hospice. Thank you to our generous donors who have made this series possible. These episodes are meant to be tools and resources for parents and professionals who work with children and who may be seeking guidance when it comes to dealing with grief.
I've been with Victoria Hospice for a long time, working with both adults and children.
That's Allison Whiteman, child and youth counselor at Victoria Hospice.
The children piece is my passion. When I was doing my master's degree, my research was around bereaved children, which I found really interesting, and found myself really wanting to advocate for bereaved children because there was a real lack of research around that topic at the time. So I'm really excited to be sharing this information with all of you today.
In this episode, Allison speaks about different age groups and how they grieve. She'll break down the developmental stages and provide some suggested ways to support each age group. First, there are three general themes to remember for all ages.
No matter what the age the child is, it fits in. So first of all, it's an important point for parents to know that children re-grieve at each developmental stage. So if they experience a death at the age of 5, when they hit the age of 9, they're going to look at it again. And when they hit the age of 13, they're going to look at it again. And this is normal and healthy. There isn't anything wrong that's happening. The second point is that children's grief is sporadic, so it's different from adult grief. Their attention span can last only so long on anything, and it's true for their grief as well. So it will come and go, and that's perfectly normal and natural and healthy as well. And my last point is, one of the purposes of our grief is to help us to develop a relationship, change the relationship with the person who has died. So when they die, our grief doesn't mean that the relationship stops. It means that it has to change because the person isn't physically here to maintain it anymore. And so our grief helps us in the shifting and changing and adapting. And I'll talk more about what that looks like with each specific age group.
The first age group, 0 to 3.
And I really wanted to give them some special time because I find that that's the age group that can be very easily dismissed unintentionally, thinking ideas like, oh, they're too young, they wouldn't understand, there's no way that they're going to be able to let us know. Well, in actual fact, there's lots of ways that that age group can let us know that they're grieving. An image that I like to help people with this age group to kind of understand the reaction is if you think about the mother and child relationship from infancy and how close that is and how symbiotic that is. And if that mother suddenly disappears, that's a huge difference. And no matter what age that child is, they're going to notice that that's missing. And so that in and of itself is about their grief reaction or what starts their grief. And of course, they don't have language to share that with us. So all of their expression is going to happen through their behaviors. So for example, we would see a child doing a lot of crying in distress. We would see a child wanting to be really close to whoever that next significant care person is and having trouble with separating from that. We could see a lot of searching behavior. So if the child is mobile, for example, you know, so 2, 3, they can go looking through the house looking for that person because they know that they're missing. Any of those kind of expressions that a child naturally does when they're upset about something will be amplified at this time. They'll use those same expressions, but it'll be amplified. So those are how we know that, in fact, yes, this age group is grieving and needs support. So what does support look like for this age group? There's a lot of things. It's very much similar to how you would comfort an infant. A lot of body comfort, a lot of holding, a lot of touching, a lot of hugging, rocking. All of those kinds of things are very soothing to a child that's in grief. Just as with an infant, how you use your body to help regulate their body, you do exactly the same thing with this. So a child that is grieving is out of regulation in their body system. And we use our own body, the parent can use their own body to help regulate. And so holding close so that the child feels your breathing, feels your heartbeat, naturally helps them to slow down. Something else that can be really helpful, and this helps with that connection piece that I was talking about earlier in terms of connection relationship with the person who has died, is to actually give a young child something that they can hold that belonged to the person who died. It can be a shirt even. It can be just something that they can actually hold physically to themselves, and that can provide comfort as well because they will recognize it as something that belonged to that person. So those are ways that we can help support that age group.
This is one of six sections of this episode covering developmental stages in grief. Future episodes will look at resiliency, bereaved children's needs, and supports. Thank you to our generous donors for making this podcast possible. For more details on Victoria Hospice's bereavement services, visit our website, victoriahospice.org.
Can you say thank you?
Thank you.
Can you say thank you again?
Thank you.